Yeah. All right. Nick DiGilio show here, and this is the holiday edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? We've been doing it here on the Nick DiGilio show for a while now. Here's the deal. Our lovely traffic person, Esmeralda, who lives in the traffic hut, she has a weakness for as seen on TV items or infomercial gadgets, things like that. And if she had an inexhaustible amount of money, she would probably buy all of these as seen on TV infomercial gadgets. So what we do here is Dan gathers together, my producer Dan Shagru, gathers together a bunch of items, researches them, and then we describe the item, we read about it and what it does. And then Vic Vaughn in the newsroom and Dan Shagru and myself, Nick, we vote on whether or not Esmeralda would buy it. And we have little discussions and arguments, and sometimes we agree and sometimes we don't. And the result is fun. So is everybody ready? Vic in the newsroom, are you prepared?
Yes, sir.
All right. Dan, are you? Yeah, there it is. So if you get it right, that's what you hear, correct? We hear that. And if you get it wrong, you get this. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Dan. You do it. I was getting my scorecard ready because I forgot to set up the scorecard because I have to keep track of what's going on. All right. So let's do this. All right. Esmeralda, are you ready to tell the truth and tell us whether you would buy it or not?
I'm ready.
Okay. Let's begin, shall we? Oh, and by the way, if you want to see these items, because you can play along at home, we'll actually have it's a link where you can actually see the item itself. We do our best to describe it, but if you want to see it, you got to be on our Facebook page. So like us right now. It's facebook.com/NickDShow. Facebook.com/NickDShow. Okay, here we go. First item up for bids. The Star Shower Laser Magic Light Show. Now, if you have cable, you've seen this commercial 75,000 times, or if you watch as much TV as I do. The Star Shower Laser Magic Light Show. Stop struggling with string lights. The Star Shower Laser Magic projects brilliantly holiday pictures in magic motion. Still or moving, close or wide, Star Shower Laser Magic makes any house sparkle outside. Setup is easy. Place in your desired location and plug it in. One light, one plug. Great coverage. Covers 3,200 square feet with a single light. It's energy efficient, uses 99% less energy than traditional lights. Bring the festivities indoor, using the indoor base, making it perfect for parties, apartments, or wherever you need a little holiday cheer. Be the most brilliant house on the block with Star Shower Laser Magic, our first holiday item on the holiday Wood Esmeralda. Buy that. $39.99 is your cost. Let's start with Dan. Dan, what do you think?
Well, Esmeralda does have an apartment, and so the indoor base would come in handy. They are madly popular. I'd say maybe one out of every 8-10 homes whenever I drive around has one of these out front.
They have it at the they have a giant stack of them at the checkout at the Walgreens by my apartment.
Makes sense. But I think it'd be a little too claustrophobic indoors, so I think I will vote no.
You're voting no.
I'm voting no.
All right, let's go to the newsroom and Vic Vaughn.
Absolutely not.
Wow.
Esmeralda is the only difference between the Grinch and Esmeralda is that he eventually learned to love Christmas.
Wow. Wow. So she's going to basically you're saying she's going to say no to everything.
And he dwells in a cave and she dwells in the hut.
Are you just tipping your hat now? Because all of these, by the way, are Christmas or holiday related.
Yeah, just put me down for five no's. No, we'll see.
Okay, so you're saying no. Dan's saying no. The one thing that I like about, because there are different brands for these things. This is not, the Star Shower is just one brand. But one of them also advertises during Halloween, so you can switch it out. You can do Christmas or you can do Halloween, so you can have like ghosts and stuff flying around your house, which I think is awesome. So no from Dan and no from Vic. I am also going to say no, not because she's a Grinch, but because she lives in an apartment building, and it would be cooler if you just lived in a house and you could put it all over your house. So I am going to say it's three no's. So Esmeralda?
Yes.
What?
I would totally have this if I wanted to do a rave. Could you imagine inside with those sparkles all over?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. Now, Dan, we have to have the appropriate sound. Wow. We're off to a great start, fellas.
I didn't even think of the multi...
Multi-use?
Yeah.
I was going to say no, but then it said you could bring it inside.
You can bring it inside.
I was like, yes, you clearly, I'm sold.
You clearly have never seen the commercial for this thing, which is on every 5 seconds.
I've seen one commercial. I don't know if it's for this one.
Well, I mean, I happen to watch Buzzer a lot, which is a game show channel that shows old game shows. And on that channel, it's like every break they show it.
Because there's also the one where you can put it in your window.
Yeah.
And then it has like a snowman
right.
who like waves at you or something.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. So there you go. Esmeralda would buy that. We're off to a great start on the holiday version. All right, we got a break here. We got weather and traffic, and then more. The holiday edition of Esmeralda, Would Esmeralda Buy That, continues.
Christ the Lord, King of Kings, Prince of Peace for all the universe.
Welcome back, everybody. The incredible voice of Karen Carpenter. Dave and Monroe with Triple Play Thursday. You've been Triple Play Thursday! Dave and Monroe, Wisconsin, Carpenter's Crisis Born. Dave's 60th birthday today. Happy birthday, Dave. Okay, welcome back, everybody. And we have just begun. Whoa, I didn't mean that to be a... that was not meant to be a pun, or whatever you call it. Because that's almost the name of a Carpenter song. I didn't even, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I was like, oh, oops. Anyway, we've only just begun. We are doing, this is it. This is the holiday edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That, where Esmeralda lets me and Vic and Dan know whether she would buy items that I will describe and that you can see online at facebook.com/NickDShow. Item number 2, are we ready? Is everybody ready?
Yes.
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 All right, here we go. Coal. That's item number 2. It's the perfect stocking stuffer for anyone on your naughty list. The person will receive 2 lumps of coal. Don't worry, they're not real, so it won't make a mess. Includes a red velour drawstring bag with "You've Been Naughty" embroidered in gold. It also includes a button featuring Santa pointing at the person with the caption, "I'm on the naughty list. Ask for details." The cost, $5.95 for coal. Okay. And you should probably check this out online to see this, the bag and the button and all that stuff. Go to facebook.com/NickDShow to check that out. Okay, Dan, yes or no on coal?
I was leaning towards no, but after the revelation from Vic that apparently Esmeralda is a Grinch, I might be switching to yes. But I don't think there's enough laughs. I'm going to go no.
You're voting no. Dan Shagrew says no. Vic Vaughn in the newsroom, yes or no on coal?
I don't think she'd buy that, no.
You're saying you seem very certain about this one.
Yeah, I can't see any circumstance under which she would buy this.
But if she's a Grinch.
What, she would gift it to someone?
Yeah.
Yeah, nah, yeah, you know, that did cross my mind. That did cross my mind. But I don't. She's got a kind heart. She wouldn't give someone this. No.
Wow. All right. So Dan says no. Vic says no. I am absolutely saying yes. There's no question about it. I think she would think it would be hilarious to give this to someone. So a no from Dan, a no from Vic. I'm making a move. I'm making my move early, and I'm saying yes. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yes.
Yes, of course.
For the pin alone. He's so angry.
He is. He's an angry Santa. You got to see this visual at facebook.com/NickDShow. So I pulled ahead. Wow, I made my move, Esmeralda. See that? I thought that was a gimme. Seriously, you guys. I really thought that was like absolutely yes. So, all right. All right, so now I'm ahead 1, and Dan and Vic have zip. So there you go. All right, let's see. Next item number 3. Sriracha candy canes. Spice up the holidays with Sriracha candy canes. You'll get 12 super hot individually wrapped candy canes. Come in red, white, and green, just like the Sriracha sauce bottle. use them for decoration, snacks, meals, and more. Try crushing them up and mixing them into ice cream for a magical treat. Because they look like regular candy canes, you can also use them to play pranks. simply give them to unsuspecting and wait for the response. $6.99 for 12 super hot individually wrapped sriracha candy canes. Dan, yes or no?
So playing off the last one, see, this is where I would think she would have gone. Instead of the coal, she would have gone for the sriracha, whether it was in the nice, like, hey, check these out, these are nice, or that she wanted to get back at V and be like, hey, dude, try these, and then watch okay. the laughter. So I will vote yes.
You're voting yes. Vic is in the newsroom, everybody.
Who knows? It's 50-50. You know, the only thing, that does sound interesting to crush these and mix them on ice cream. That's pushing me toward a yes vote.
Okay. So you're going yes.
Yes.
Dan has voted yes. Vic has voted yes. Absolutely, I'm voting yes. There's no question, no doubt in my mind that for many reasons she would get these. I think she'd try them. I think she would do the ice cream thing. And I definitely think she would give them to people as a prank by including them in the velour bag with the coal. That's what I'm thinking. So that's three yeses. So nobody's made a move here. We're all going to be even we won't be even. I'll be ahead, but still. Okay, Esmeralda, sriracha candy canes, yes or no?
I'm torn. Do they taste like mint?
Sriracha? I don't know. I've never tasted them.
Mm.
My guess is they probably just taste like sriracha. That would be my guess.
I'm going to go no.
Oh.
I don't eat sriracha that often. And then if you give them to someone and then they lick it and they go, ew, and then they throw it away and you're like, that's a perfectly good sriracha candy cane you just threw out.
Yeah, but you could laugh. It's good. It's worth a laugh.
I know, but it's such a waste.
All right. Wow. Okay. Boy, we're doing great, guys. This is fantastic.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas. All right, I think we can squeeze one more in here before we... Before we break, Beardments, ornaments for your beard. You got to see the picture of this, people. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Beardments, ornaments for your beard. Deck out your beard with holiday cheer. These are miniature ornaments that you can attach to your facial hair. Bright, vibrant colors. This 12-piece beard baubles come in four colors, red, green, silver, and gold, the perfect holiday choices. Easy to attach clips. Each ornament is fitted with a mini clip. On the end that offers a firm, hair-safe grip. Versatile unisex wear. These beard ornaments can be worn with those with short or long facial hair, as well as women who want to wear them in their pigtails or in their hair with hairstyles. $11.99 for a set of 12 Beardments, ornaments for your beard. Okay, we'll find out what everybody thinks. We got a break. We'll find out how everybody's voting and find out if Esmeralda would buy that right after we take this break for the news.
Ave Maria, gratia plena, Dominus tecum.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here. 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich for the opening bell at 5. The great Steve Cochran at 6 with your morning drive. That was a Triple Play Thursday.
Yeah.
312-981-7200. Dave in Monroe, Wisconsin. That was the third one of the Triple Play. The Carpenters, Ave Maria. Dave's 60th birthday today. Welcome and happy birthday, Dave. All right. We are returning now to our holiday edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? We will also be doing an extra holiday edition as part of the Holiday Spectacular here on WGN tomorrow, Friday the 15th, between 10 a.m. and noon. It's going to be a fun time, and we'll do another holiday edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That. So far, the score is Dan, 0, Vic, 0, Nick, 1. Before the break and before the news, I described to you Beardments, ornaments for your beard. And it's a versatile unisex thing, though. By the way, women can wear them as part of their pigtails or their hairstyles. And so there you go. And if you want to see a picture of the Beardments, you just go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show as we describe the items and we vote. Okay, Dan, what do you think?
So we've established in past what I was the morale to buy that Vic Vaughn is desperately trying to get invited to one of Esmeralda's parties. Or I guess rave, as we found out earlier.
Or a rave, yes.
So I think this might be the way, because Vic Vaughn has a fine beard.
He does. He has a magnificent beard.
And so I could imagine Esmeralda being like, Vic, it's time. You can finally come to one of my parties. And then he shows up, and then she's just like, oh, before you walk in, I think you got to throw one of these on.
You got to put some beard mints in your face.
And he's going to say no, but then she's going to be like, look, I have one in my pigtail. And he will acquiesce and be let in. So I will vote yes.
Boy, that was a long story.
I felt bad.
You did a lot of thinking during the break, didn't you, Dan?
Yep. Colorful tale.
All right, Vic Vaughn.
So I think if these were edible, she would. I could see her, like anyone, Esmeralda likes a good snack. And I could see Esmeralda in the hut hanging these on her hair and eating these beard edible ornaments all day. But they're not edible.
They're not edible.
You cannot
no.
eat these.
No, you cannot eat them.
I'm going to say no.
You're saying no. Dan says yes. Vic says no. I'm going to say no. She doesn't have a beard, and I don't think she would put these in her hair. And I think, again, Esmeralda does not want to look stupid or bad. So I think this would be a thing that would make her look stupid and bad. So I'm saying no. Vic's saying no. Dan, you're saying yes. You made the move. Dan's move right here. All right, Esmeralda. Beardmints, yes or no?
So V doesn't have a beard.
No.
But Vic Vaughn does, yes!
Oh, my God.
I totally get them for him.
She's lying. She's lying.
You would just get them for Vic.
Yeah.
We're going to have a swearing in before we play this game every time.
I don't know anyone with
Notice
a beard
how
other
I
than
have
Vic.
Zero today.
Yeah, you do have zero, Vic. I'm
That's
sorry
not my
about
fault,
that.
Vic.
No, no.
Okay. Dan and I are tied with one. Vic has zero, but he does have a full beard.
Yeah, he's the only one I know with a full beard.
That's
so.
Right. I mean, I've got something on my face. It's not quite an impressive
yeah.
beard.
And I still haven't gotten anything for Vic for Christmas.
Uh-oh. Well, your boy. Vic, you expect a batch of beard mints, I think, coming
or
your
that
way.
Coal.
Or the coal, yeah.
She won't get me this.
All right, once again, on the holiday edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That, Dan has one, I have one, Vic has zero. All right, here we go. Are you ready for the next item?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The Christmas tree in a can. Again, if you want to see any of these items, they're all up at our Facebook page. If you want to see it and play along, facebook.com/NickD. The Christmas tree in a can. Don't have room for an evergreen in your apartment or office? The Christmas tree in a can is for you. It's a real small evergreen that you can grow in a can. Remove the lid, add water, place in a bright spot, and watch as it sprouts in 8 to 10 days. It's a perfect gift to mail across country or give for dorm rooms and grandparents with small quarters, etc. The mini evergreen tree can be enjoyed indoors, then planted outdoors as it grows. The cost is $21.97 for a set of two Christmas trees in a can. Dan Chagrou, producer of the Nick DiGilio program.
You know, the hut, I think, could use an evergreen in a can, so I will vote yes.
You're voting yes on the Christmas tree in a can. All right. Vic, what do you say?
Yes.
You say with unequivocally.
Yeah, I know. V, Esmeralda was telling me, actually got a small little tree for their place.
So see, I know this is why these little
against having a little
these
tree.
Little coffee clutch things, Dan. This is why they work against us.
Mm-hmm. Right.
We're
so,
busy prepping for the show.
That's right.
We're having coffee together.
We're trying to put together award-winning radio. You guys are talking about trees. So you're saying yes, Vic?
Yes.
I too am saying yes. I just think she would. The key for me is that, you know, you can have it in the house, you can have it in the hut, but when you're done, you can actually plant it and it's got like another life. And I think that's one of the things that would put it over the top. Three yeses. Nobody made a move here. The scores are going to remain pretty much the same either way. Esmeralda, yes or no? The Christmas tree in a can.
Yes.
Yes.
By the way, how depressing is that, grandparents with small quarters? Oh, my gosh.
That's pretty specific,
it's
right?
Like, wow, okay.
Yeah, grandparents with small quarters.
And by the way, the tree that V got us is one of those Moldorama.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So it's really small, then.
It's very tiny.
Yeah, okay.
Very tiny.
All right, well, okay, Vic, you got one.
My theory it was wrong.
What? Your theory was wrong? Why?
I kind of felt like she was against me today, to be honest.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm.
But the integrity of this show, this segment is reinstalled. She's being honest.
He's the barometer.
Because I voted yes on that.
He is the barometer of integrity.
I got one, Dan. Did you mark that down?
I got it. I'm marking them down. It's Dan with two.
he gave you the ring ding.
Nick with two and Vic with one. All right. Okay. Now, may I just preface this next one by saying that I would absolutely buy this in a millisecond. So if the question was, would Nick buy this? Yes, I would buy it immediately and treasure it. Here's what it is, and you might want to take a look at this on the Facebook page. Facebook.com/NickDShow. A Die Hard Christmas, the Illustrated Holiday Classic. One of your favorite Christmas movies has been turned into a delightful storybook for adults. Written by Doogie Horner and illustrated by J.J. Harrison, the story is told in the poetic style of The Night Before Christmas. Over 32 pages, it follows John McClane's heroic efforts. Contains adult material, including violence and strong language. Reader discretion is advised. The cost is $15.93. And it basically looks like a children's an illustrated children's book, but it's the story of Die Hard. So it's a Die Hard Christmas, the Illustrated Holiday Classic. By the way, I'm not kidding. I'm ordering one of these after the show. I am not kidding. I'm ordering one of these after the show because it looks like a children's book, but it's Die Hard. So now, but you guys have to think in Esmeralda terms here. So what do you think, Dan?
I am now thinking of in Esmeralda terms because she has opened the possibility of giving this to others. And we should point out, by the way, V is her boyfriend. That's her nickname for her boyfriend.
Right.
So for those who haven't heard.
Yeah.
So I don't think Esmeralda would buy this by herself, but I think it would make a lovely coffee table book on her and V's coffee table.
So you're saying yes?
I will say yes.
Okay. You know what? And then we'll get to Vic. I'm telling you right now, V would love this. There's no question in my mind that V would love the Die Hard Christmas and Illustrated Holiday Classic. Okay, Vic, where are you going with this one?
Sure, absolutely. No brainer.
She
would buy this. There's no doubt.
Okay. I am going to say yes as well. Nobody made any moves. The score is just basically going to remain the same. A Die Hard Christmas, the Illustrated Holiday Classic. Would Esmeralda buy that?
Yes.
Of course.
Yeah. And specifically, I would get it for V.
There's no question that you know V would love it.
V, yeah, no, he would.
I mean, this is just fantastic. And you guys, you got to take a look at this thing. It's on our Facebook page. I think we're going to be responsible, or people are going to the Facebook page. I think we're going to be responsible for a spike in sales on this thing.
Yeah, you should put one of those Amazon links on there.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
Actually, it is. Yeah,
I'm not kidding. We got the Amazon link on our Facebook page, and I really think we're going to.
You know how you can get the ones where they give you money?
Oh, okay.
We should get one of those.
Yeah, well, I can tell you right now, it's got one sale, me.
Get a little kickback, you know.
So I'm buying myself a Christmas present with a Die Hard Christmas. And really, the artwork is really cute, isn't it? I mean.
It is. They did a really good job on, what's his name?
Hans?
No, Winslow.
Oh, no, that's not Winslow.
Carl Winslow.
Carl Winslow?
That's his character from Family Matters.
Oh, that's his name from Family Matters. Yeah. Oh, okay.
He is also a cop. So.
Reginald.
Yeah, Reginald Vel Johnson is his real name.
Okay.
But it's his real name. He should have a Twinkie. Well, I bet he does have Twinkies in the book.
He's talking to him.
Welcome to the party, pal. But yeah, everybody in Hans Gruber looks fantastic.
Yeah.
It looks great.
Very good.
It's lovely. Okay. I also love that it's got like snow falling, but also papers, because when they have the explosion, all the papers fly down. It's beautiful. A Die Hard Christmas, everybody. Illustrated classic. All right. So let's do a recap here before we break for weather and traffic. Right now, the score is Dan Shugru with 3, Nick DiGilio with 3, Vic Vaughn with 2. Vic, all you got to do is make one move and you're right back in this thing with no problem with the possibility of winning.
Keeping the hope alive.
That's
but it depends on you guys. If you make poor choices, I could win. That's basically how this works.
It's all about poor choices. God knows I've made a lot of those. Let's take a break. We got weather and we've got traffic, and then we'll wrap up the holiday edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That. You know, when I hear this song, I know that I should be going to bed soon.
Oh, is that why you're
that's
dancing?
That's why. No, I just love the song.
Oh, right, because you go to bed.
I go to bed right around after Price is Right. I usually end up watching a little bit of Price is Right, so I get to hear. Dun, 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 dun.
So you get in your jammies.
I get in my jammies and I dance in front of the couch. And then I just keep waiting for the dude fall off the mountain and die. That's the game I want to see all the time when I watch Price is Right.
You
want to
see that?
I want to see your lady, and then he falls off and dies. They kill a dude on Price is Right every morning. Every morning a dude dies. He falls off a mountain and dies.
And that's the only way you can get to bed.
That's it. I can't until I see that hiker dead. I can't. I can't get a restful day's of sleep. Welcome back, everybody. It's the holiday edition. Happy holidays with dead hikers. Happy holidays, everybody. It's the holiday edition of Would Esmeralda Buy That? Where we're describing Christmassy items to Esmeralda, and Vic and Dan and I are voting on whether we think she should buy or would buy them. The score right now, recap. Dan, you have 3. Vic, you have 2. And I have 3. Shall we begin again? Okay.
Yes.
Here we go. Ugly Christmas swimsuit. And again, if you want to see these items, we have them posted on our Facebook page, and you should play along and check out what they look like. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Live in a locale where an ugly Christmas sweater would be too warm, or maybe you'll be spending some time in a hot tub this holiday season. Consider the ugly Christmas swimsuit. This is not an actual knitted swimsuit. It's just designed that way. The actual materials are polyester and elastane, with a nylon and elastane lining. Its awesome print includes festive accents ranging from hearts and gift boxes to unicorns and T-Rexes. The cost is $75, but all sizes are currently sold out. So it's basically the design of an ugly Christmas sweater, but in a one-piece swimsuit.
Yes.
So let's say, Dan, what do you think?
Not a chance.
You're very confident.
Yes.
Very confident. All right, Vic?
These are great. This is a great idea. This is a really good idea if you live on the West Coast or Florida. It is not warm, obviously, here where Esmeralda lives during Christmas, so she wouldn't be able to use this. So, no.
No. Dan says no. Vic says no. I, too, will say no for both reasons.
Wait, yes.
Wait, you're saying, oh, you're going to make your move?
Yes.
You're going to make your move. All right. I say no. Dan says no. Vic says yes. This could tie it up and put Vic right back into the running. Esmeralda, would you buy that?
Yeah, no.
She said yes. She said yeah. Her first answer was yeah. Boom.
My yes of a no. That's what that is. Is this what you're wearing tomorrow, Nick? You
said you have a Christmas sweater. No, I have a very special Christmas sweater
I'll
be wearing
tomorrow. Yeah,
is it
this Christmas swimsuit?
No, it's not a Christmas swimsuit. You don't want to see me in that. Trust me. No, it's but I have a very I love it. And because I ordered the big sweatshirt online, they said you can have a T-shirt version of it as well. So I'll be wearing the T-shirt during our show.
Okay,
but for the festivities downtown downstairs, I'll have the actual sweater.
Exciting.
Yeah, and some people won't. Like I said, some people won't get it. You will.
Okay.
You will. Dan will. I believe Vic will also get it.
Okay.
So I think so. all right. All right, Vic, you might be out here, buddy.
For the record,
yeah,
she said yes and then changed her answer to no.
No,
she did
I was
the she did
my
she,
no.
She did the smart ass version. She was like, "Yeah, no." That's a So, Dan with 4, Nick with 4, Vic with 2. 2 items left, everybody. So, if Dan and I get them both wrong and Vic gets them both right, we'll end in a 3-way tie. Here we go. Santa and friends inflatable hot tub scene. The cold weather won't stop Santa and his friends from enjoying the hot tub. The inflatable features Santa and penguins getting inside a hot tub to join a rain bear and a polar bear already inside. It lights up, itself inflates in seconds, and it comes with everything you need for a quick, easy setup, including lawn stakes and tethers. It's 5 feet tall and 7.5 feet wide, made of 60% fabric, 25% plastic, and 15% metal, so it will last through bad weather. $699.99, Santa and Friends inflatable big hot tub scene. Dan.
Living in the apartment hurts, the cause for this, obviously, but I think the laughs alone on Christmas morning, setting this up in the middle of the street or just in the front lawn
in the
of
middle
the apartment
of the street.
I think I'm going to go vote yes.
You should set it up right in the middle of Lawrence, Esmeralda.
Oh yeah, just before
you're
going, the traffic stops.
You're
I
going
will go
yes,
yes.
Vic.
No, obviously no.
Okay, obviously no. I am going. I too am going to say no because this could be big for Dan. This could be a big move for Dan. So Vic said no. I say no. Dan says yes. Santa and Friends inflatable hot tub scene. Esmeralda?
No.
Okay.
It's adorable. But yeah, no.
Okay. All right.
I would put the swimsuit on the polar bear, though.
If you were going to spend $700 on this thing to put in the middle of Lawrence Avenue.
Yeah, what's another $75 for
that
swimsuit?
All right, here's the thing. I have 5. Dan has 4. Vic has 3. All right? Mm-hmm. Dan gets this right. I get it wrong. We end in a tie. Mm-hmm. I get it right. We win. Mm-hmm. I win. Meowie Christmas, the cat picture frame Christmas ornament. Cat lovers will be clawing for this great Christmas ornament. It's a round ornament that holds a picture of your favorite kitten. It also features a red Santa hat, tree, and yellow fish. This Hallmark keepsake comes with a seasonal holiday gift box. It measures 3 inches by 3.9 inches. Have a dog and not a cat? Get a similar ornament that says Happy Howl-a-days. $12.15 for the Meowie Christmas cat ornament. Dan.
She loves her cat Smokey very much, but not this much. No.
Okay. All right, Vic.
No.
Okay. Now, here's the thing. This is a big one. I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes because, one, it's cat-related, and, two, if I had a cat, I would buy this. And Esmeralda and I spend a significant amount of time sending cat videos to one another. So based on the love of cats and the love of Smokey, I'm saying yes. Dan and Vic are saying no. This is the big one. This is why this is suspenseful. All right.
Yeah.
Esmeralda, would you buy Meowie Christmas?
Yes.
Of course you would.
I actually saw this at Kohl's earlier. I thought it was cute because the fish is popped out, like
right.
It's a little 3D looking.
And it's Smokey's going to eat the fish.
And it says Meowie Christmas.
Of course you'd buy that. You guys, come on. I am victorious. 6-4-3. All right. Let's see how I do tomorrow, though, Esmeralda.
Oh, right. Yeah.
All right. Vic, you did fine.
Respectable comeback.
That's right. Absolutely right. Okay. We'll do another version of this. Dan and I will do it with tomorrow on the Holiday Spectacular. Hey, we'll see you tomorrow, Esmeralda.
See you tomorrow.
Jeff Tuckman for his final visit of 2017.
Oh, very nice.
We'll be giving away the movie Holiday Inn.
So, fun.
Yeah. All right. We'll be back right after this.